Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Jesus wept. Jesus wept. John 11:35. This two-word verse is packed with meaning. Jesus hears his close friend Lazarus is quite ill, and Lazarus's sisters, Mary and Martha, urgently send for Jesus. But Jesus waits 2 days before journeying to Bethany to see them, and Lazarus dies. Jesus arrives at the tomb with the grieving sisters. His heart breaks for his friends, and he weeps with them. This is astonishing, considering that Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead only moments later. Why would the Son of God openly weep while knowing he was about to restore Lazarus to life? The answer is clear. Jesus loves us. The depth of his compassion is beyond comprehension. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus, our all-powerful Creator and Redeemer, describes his own character, telling us he is meek and lowly in heart. Jesus' love for us today is no less than his love for those three siblings. He empathizes with us when we struggle under the burdens of this broken earth, and he mourns with us when we grieve. No doubt, Jesus' resurrection miracle instantly changed Mary's and Martha's tears of grief into tears of unspeakably great joy. This miracle was a clear sign of Jesus' own upcoming resurrection and his absolute power over creation and even death. On the last day, when we meet Jesus face to face, we will be overcome with joy, and Jesus will enfold us in his arms, the same arms that have held us from the moment of our conception, and welcome us home to the place he's prepared for us. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Behold, I make all things new.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.